machete at customers and employees after entering the Nazareth restaurant in Delhi, injuring 4 people. The last of the anti-government protesters who occupied an Oregon wildlife refuge for more than a month are due in court today. 4 protesters surrendered to authorities yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street,
Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Actor Bradley Cooper is paying his respects to the late Navy SEAL Chris Kyle. Cooper was honored with the Best Male Performance for his role as Kyle in American Sniper at last night's MTV Music Awards. He thanked the fans for making the film such a hit as well.
You brought awareness to the men and women and their families in the military and what they do for us on a daily basis. It's because of what you guys did and how you came out for the movie. Chris Kyle would have turned 41 4 days ago. Chris, this is for you.
Cooper was shut out of the Academy Awards and Golden Globe Awards earlier this year. The film was based on the best-selling autobiography of the same name and was a box office smash. Kyle is known as the most lethal sniper in U.S. history. Thousands are expected to say goodbye to inspirational college basketball player Lauryn Hill during a public memorial today in Cincinnati. She lost her battle with cancer last week. The 19-year-old had an operable brain tumor and was initially given just weeks to live, but she played the entire season and raised more than $1 million for cancer research. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
A 2-year-old boy is lucky he wasn't seriously hurt or worse after he fell into a cheetah pen at the Cleveland Zoo Saturday. Zoo spokesman Dr. Christopher Kuhar says the child's mother was holding him over an observation wall when she dropped him.
While this incident is disturbing to everyone, we are glad the injuries were not any more severe. Unfortunately, we have a number of eyewitnesses accounts that point to the strong likelihood that the child was dangled over the railing.
Fortunately, the two cats never approached the boy and he was rescued from the enclosure. The boy was taken to the hospital to be treated for a leg injury from the fall. Cleveland Metro Parks say they plan to press for misdemeanor child endangerment charges against the parents.
Safety is a top priority here, and we wish the child the best.
A Lake Zurich, Illinois sixth grader who finished tied for the first place in ESPN's Bracket Challenge is being awarded after all. The founders of the weight loss company Visalus decided to step in and provide Sam Holtz with their own prize. Sam's mother, Liz, expressed her thanks on a video posted to the company's YouTube page.
Ryan, Nick, and Blake are generously offering Sam a $20,000 college scholarship.
The 12-year-old beat out more than 11 million other participants to finish tied for first in the bracket challenge, but was ineligible to receive ESPN's grand prize because he is not 18. One of the prizes was a $20,000 gift card to Best Buy. You can find more special interest stories, news, and, of course, headlines online anytime at usaheadlinenews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Thank you. It's 9:07, time for Hunter Chamber Radio Weather. We're at 48 degrees and partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Today is Monday, April 13, 2015. It'll be sun and clouds mixed today, a high of 73. Doesn't that sound great? Wind south at 10 to 15 miles an hour. It'll be partly cloudy skies this evening, increasing clouds with periods of showers late. A low of 53, wind south-southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain is 70%. Cloudy and periods of rain early tomorrow, a high of 66. Winds light and variable, chance of rain 90%. On Wednesday, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies in the afternoon, a high of 66. Partly cloudy, 62 on Thursday the 16th. Friday, cloudy early with showers in the afternoon, a high of 65 and chance of rain is 60%. And considerable cloudiness with occasional rain showers on Saturday, a high of 68. Temperatures in our area, I have 50 right now in over by the county complex, 48 in Reddington, 49 in Highbridge, and 52 in Phillipsburg, 49 in the Amwells. Good morning, Hunter, from Chamber Radio Weather. Good morning, Hunter, and welcome back to Good Morning, Hunter, and HuntChamberRadio.com. Got my guests here from the Freedom House Foundation of New Jersey, and we have Glenn King, who's the Executive Director of Freedom House, and Dawn Mill, who is the Director of Marketing and Development. They're having an upcoming 5K race on May 9th in the area, and we felt we would like to bring them in, talk about what Freedom House is all about, and learn about that 5K race and walk for next month. So we'll bring everybody in here. Good morning, Glenn. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome to HuntingChamberRadio.com. You are the Executive Director of Freedom House. Tell us a little bit about what Freedom House is.
Freedom House provides residential long-term treatment for adult males that are diagnosed with substance use disorders.
Mm-hmm.
We also provide case management for women and children, women who are in jeopardy of losing their children, who normally have past addiction problems. So we will take the women and put them into our transitional living house, provide case management for them and the children, and advocate for them to be reunited through their children. These women are typically in jeopardy of losing their children because of their prior addiction, so they have open cases with the Division of Youth and Family Services, or now called Child Protection. In our adult males treatment program is long-term residential in a halfway house setting, and what that means is they're pretty much halfway out in the community and halfway in treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That consists of individual counseling, group counseling, didactic sessions. Each person is assigned a primary counselor. They stay there typically about 9 months on average. And while they're there, they have to seek and maintain full-time employment. They have to make a contribution towards their room and board. In fact, half of what they make goes to pay for their room and board. One-third of what they make goes into the bank so they can establish independent living when they get out. And the remainder of their pay is for their toiletries and things of that nature.
Wow. Okay, we're going to cover a lot of that in detail in just a little bit, but you can hear that there's a tremendous amount of effort and activity that goes on in Freedom House. And Dawn, welcome to Good Morning, Hunter. You are the Director of Marketing and Development. What does that entail for Freedom House?
Well, good morning. I am fairly new to Freedom House, only been in the position for 6 weeks now, so still learning.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been brought on board to raise the visibility of the organization in the communities that we serve and to raise the much-needed funds to be able to support the services and programs.
Excellent. What did you have marketing and fundraising and development background before this?
Yes, I've been in the nonprofit community for over 25 years.
Okay.
Worked for a local YMCA in New Jersey and then also an elder care organization out in Union County.
Mm-hmm.
And so my passion to use my skills to help raise visibility and the much-needed funds.
Sure.
I'm looking forward to this and working with Glenn and his team.
Neat. So was there an attraction to this particular fundraising? Did you see a new challenge that you were taking on? What was the game plan?
Yes, it's definitely a new challenge. I think any fundraisers out there in the community will agree that, our job is to really, raise the visibility, bring in the much-needed funds, get an organization on an even keel,
mm-hmm.
so that they can continue to sustain themselves. And
it's
Freedom House is much needed to have those funds. It costs about $25,000 to put someone through the program.
Yeah.
That's no small chunk of change,
yeah.
And we heavily rely on the support from private donations, foundations, corporations, and the events that we have coming up.
Yeah. It's been a long couple of years, about 8 years we've been going through this recession, and so, institutions and organizations like yours, it's trying to keep itself going and sustainable. It's a tough game. So fortunately, I think we're past the tough spot, but still you're competing for all the same dollars that are out there. So I'm glad we could bring you folks in to talk about Freedom House. Mr. King, how did you get involved with Freedom House?
Well, I have a long history with Freedom House.
Okay.
In fact, in 1990, I was introduced to Freedom House by way of being a resident. So I am now recovering from substance disorders for 24 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
I came to Freedom House in 1990. My predecessor, who was Fred Real, brought me there as a resident on Christmas Eve of 1990.
Wow.
And I've been around the organization ever since, of course, in a different capacity.
Mm-hmm.
I came as a resident. I've worked as a driver. After I left Freedom House, I drove for about 6 months or so, or maybe a little less than 6 months, I wanted to become a counselor. And from becoming after driving and becoming a counselor, I had to get certified. So I went to school and got my certification as a drug and alcohol counselor. I stayed there for about 5 years. I left and went to run a program in Paterson, New Jersey, called Millets and Fenwick House. I was then, after 2 years, recruited back to Freedom House in the position of a senior counselor. I then went back to school. I got my master's degree. After getting my master's degree, I was promoted to clinical director. And since then, I've become a licensed clinical alcohol and drug counselor, which is a step above being a certified alcohol and drug counselor. And after becoming a clinical director, I was then promoted in 2013 to executive director. So, I have a long time.
That's unbelievable. I mean, it's believable. It's a tremendous story, really. When residents come into Freedom House, and are they aware of everything that you went through from 1990 to 2000? That's a 23-year period of unbelievable achievement.
I try to make the residents aware. I try to make the community aware. And the reason I do that, because of all of the stigma that's out there about alcoholics and addicts.
Mm-hmm.
I believe strongly in alumni development. A good percentage of our employees are alumnus of the program.
Right.
Like I said, we believe strongly in alumni development. I believe that strong alumni go back into community and restore hope. Because there's a lot of people that still don't believe in what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe that maybe people really need treatment. It's something that you can just kick. So you don't get the support. You don't get people wrapping around that, and it's not supported in the way that it should be. And, of course, nowadays we know we can't afford not to do that with what's going on.
No.
But alumni go back into the community, and they see a guy like maybe myself, who was maybe in and out of jail, prison. I found myself at one time being down in Railway Prison. And that was after coming out of the military. I was in the service for about 8 years, and I was a drill sergeant. I was in the 82nd Airborne Division, and I was in the 1st Ranger Battalion for a year and a half. So I had a promising career going, but that career came to an end because of my alcohol and drug use.
Wow. You could